Blog Talk Radio.
It's me again, number one writer, Jay Harlan. You are definitely live in the day with Jay. Guys, we've got a great show for you today. We're going to talk a little bit, first and foremost, about the sheriff out in Milwaukee. I really want you guys to listen to the rhetoric that this idiot uses. And this is what's continuing to keep the bickering and the fighting between the community and the local law enforcement. You guys have to listen to this because it's very, very, very interesting. And I think that you will be really surprised in what you hear on this rhetoric. Number calls 347-945-7405. Also, I have a treat for you guys today. I'm going to be speaking in just a little bit. For all you guys who have been listening to the show for ever and a day, I am going to be speaking with none other than national recording artist Bugatti, and I'm going to bring him on after the break. But I really want you guys to pay attention to the rhetoric that's used on today's show because it's very important that you understand that the hole that we have dug for ourselves, we're continuing to dig, and we're falling at the same time. It has to stop, and it's not going to stop until we, as a people, decide that it's time to stop bickering and time to start working together. That's the only way we're going to make this thing happen, and I can promise you, if we do that, that is the blueprint for success, but it has to happen. Number to call, 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely, definitely live in the day with Jay.
I mean, can you honestly look me in my face and tell me that when I come up here, your job, that you don't think it's for you?
I mean, really?
I mean, really? You know what I'm trying to say? I want to see you. I saw you. Look in my way. I'm trying to free you. You want to get away any day? I'll be your relief. I ain't got tricks on my sleeve, but I got treats. We can cruise to the beach. If you in the mules, tell me where you want to be. I'll take you there. We can go anywhere. I mean, anywhere. I got time, shit. I'll be your night angel.
Come on, let's go.
It's your man.
say, a yay or a nay. I hope you don't stray and go the wrong way. You know it feels right, so don't be a dyke. I can wait for the love and settle for the light. I'm doing this because I settle for the types that feel me as a buzz, a high to their life. Now I know what's up, being fly ain't enough unless you got wings and was sent from above. I'll be your night shining armor if you let me.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with J Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh. Cancun. Spring Break 99.
What?
No.
No.
Oh.
Oops. Someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class.
Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute Maid enhanced with a 5-nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, factories, illiterate,
uneducated, of people are
and whatever
up.
Other negative characteristics you can think of.
Wherever they are, the symbols today.
And because
they are in Johannesburg, South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and rehabilitate
Kenya,
myself
Prague,
for the first
Ghana,
time
City,
in my life, and
Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi,
our ministers,
Tennessee, the cry is always the same, we want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, I told you at the beginning of the show that I was going to bring somebody on that I'm really happy that I'm getting ready to speak with. I haven't spoke with him in a while. You know, a lot of history with this brother, and you guys listen to his music all the time on this show. So without further ado, I'm going to bring back none other than national recording artist, Bugatti. How you doing, brother?
What's good, brother? Happy New Year's and all that to you.
Happy New Year to you, brother.
Thanks. It's been a very good year. It's been a beautiful movement. Everything's everything. I can't complain about nothing. There's nothing to complain about.
Yes, sir. Now,
and I'm glad to hear you, man.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Tell us what's been going on with Bugatti since we last spoke.
What's been going on is I got some new projects that people gonna love. It's great. It's huge. I got some very huge projects. I even reached out and went into my creative aspect on another level. I even got a patent for an invention. You know, like I'm doing things, man. Like, you know, it's big. It's huge.
Yeah. See, the last time we spoke, you were saying something about that, And, you know, we've been doing so many things on the show, and I'm so glad that I'm able to speak with you once again, because I'm telling you, brother, this year I will bring you down to the Independent Artist Festival.
Okay, bring me down. I'm all for it. Bring me down.
It will happen. Last year, the festival's been going pretty good, and I've been really, Peyton, getting you down. You're still in Jersey, correct?
Yeah, I'm still in Jersey.
I've been really anticipating getting you down and letting some of the people here in this area that come to the Independent Artist Festival get exposed to your vibe. And I'm telling you, they're going to be in for a treat.
Yes. It's crazy because I was sitting here with a brother named Bull. He has his own movement going on with films and stuff. Got a film out called Nicknames, and me and him was just chopping it up. And right away, he told me he was moving down to North Carolina. And I was like, yo, I know a good brother down there that you need to link up with because, you know, like, what they got going on is huge, too. So, you know, I was like, let me hit him up again because I tried to hit you, like, last month, didn't get anything back. I know you got a lot of things on your plate. Oh, man, I know you got a platter by now. At the beginning, it was a plate. Yeah, I know it's a platter now. So, you know, like everything's good. I'm so excited about this year. Period. Like I try to keep it under. You know, I try to put a cap on it because I don't want to really like, you know, be too much into it. But it's like it's going to be a huge year. I can feel it. I can feel it all.
It is. It's going to be a very very big year, and I think that you're going to make your mark, you know, even more than what is imprinted now.
Right. Well,
have you collabed with anybody lately?
Lately, I collabed with a female who sings, and she has a very beautiful voice. And, like, the song is, it's motivational. I call it motivational music. It's a motivational type of song. You know, I did a couple of tracks for her, but you know, her actual niche is opera. But I brought it into the, you know, hip hop and R&B aspect, and she slid right in. She fit in well. You know, she took the notes and she ran with it, and you know, we doing some big things. And I got some other people I'm gonna collab with as well. You know, it's like everything has to be done according to the time frame of what people can do. So it's like, you know, you get in when you fit in. But everything's smooth. Everything is a go. It's still green light.
I hear you got it. You got that same gaudy flavor. I like it.
Yeah, it's green light all day. That ain't going to never stop.
That's right,
green light
brother.
Entertainment all day.
Let me ask you something. Did you ever think that your vision with Greenlight Inc. would start taking you on this crazy journey that you've been on thus far?
Nah, actually, I never thought it would take me this far. I actually, when I came up with the name of it in itself, I wasn't really prepared at that point for it to explode the way it did. I wasn't prepared. I wasn't prepared for the, you know, the support. You know, like, I was more or less just, like, you know, let me jump in, let me just get this moving, let me, you know, because everything started just, like, rushing into my head, all kinds of, like, slogans and ways of getting people to, you know, to hear what's going on or to, like, you know, make it a household name and things of that nature. Like, I was just on go. My brain was just working. I wasn't really expecting for so many people to, you know, to get involved or to want to be involved. You know,
right.
I wasn't expecting that right away. I was more or less like, let me just go ahead and do this and do that and do the other. And then it seemed like right away is like people kind of like attached. You know, they felt what I was doing and where I was coming from. And it was beautiful because I'm like, you know, that's a good thing. You know, to have people want to be involved. You know, because right. at the end of the day, no man can do everything by himself either. You know, so it's like, you know, it was like also pressure off of my shoulders. You know, I got some of the stuff that I felt like was going to hold me down. It got alleviated. You know, you was involved too. You helped as well. Like, I appreciated everything you did. Every little
God,
thing you did. You know, like it was a huge good look. You know, like when you came through and then we sat down and you kicked it and you talked and you told me like, you know, I can do this. You know, I can plug you into that. You know, and it was like, you know, it was one hand washed the other and both washed the face. We was both, you know, we was all in, you know, so it was a good thing. You know, even later on, like, you know, like even though you had your ups and downs, it was still beautiful, you know, because you get that understanding, you still get to learn, you still get to see like what mistakes was made, what mistakes not to make, you know, and it was great, and it still is, and it's even stronger than before. Like right now, I got two things moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's the music, and then it's pushing the patent. Like it seemed like it's two things that's going to run together. Like one is going to run the other, or they both going to run together. You know, so it's like, you know, it's dynamic. You know, like, and I'm ready. You know, like,
yeah,
oh,
I'm
ready.
I know you are ready.
I'm ready. Like, I'm ready.
Now,
like,
now,
I
ask you this question all the time. And I want to know your honest opinion.
Okay.
The state of hip hop. What does it look like in your eyes right now?
The state of hip hop, to me, it's a cycle. And right now, it's a lot of recycling going on. And, you know, but also with fresh and new things. I like some of the stuff that's going on. You know, there's other things I'm kind of like, yeah, you know, it is what it is. You know, you're not going to like everything, and that's just what it is. You know, I like the fact that, you know, these new artists are coming out, and they get a chance to try to, like, learn and get to do their thing and figure out where they want to be. And, you know, like, whether they make mistakes or not, it's like we going to all make them. You know, you get a chance to start all over, or to revamp, or to figure out, like, how to, you know, do something new. And, you know, that's just what it is. You know, like, I still believe in hip-hop. I still believe that it's the driving force that makes people have a chance to understand where somebody else's perspective is coming from. And sometimes you can look at the perspective in your own way and not really know that it's coming from somewhere different. So it's like, it's still a learning. It's a learning aspect. You know, still a learning aspect. And being in hip hop is like one of the genres that just allows you to figure out what's going on in that song for yourself. And you can marginalize anything at this time, but like that artist who does the song is the only one who really knows where they were coming from. Everybody else can say, well, I think you're saying this or you're doing that, you know, and it's like it's still beautiful because it still makes you think. You know, it's that puzzle. It's a beautiful puzzle to actually try to figure out, you know, at the end of the day, you know, no matter if you like the song or not.
That's right. Hey, you know, and I knew I was going to get that kind of elegant answer from Bugatti. Gotti, if you got a minute, I need to take a break, but I want to come back and I want to get into some of the things that you're talking about that you're venturing out with other than the hip-hop realm, if that's okay.
No problem. Not a problem.
Okay. Just stand by for me, brother, and I'll be back with you in a second.
You got it. It's the go.
347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
All night and go until the morning sun. Samir, and you're listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Let's get it.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. In case you guys have been on Mars the last
few
weeks, have been speaking with none other than national recording artist Bugatti. Bugatti, you still with us, brother?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, brother. I'm here.
I appreciate you holding on for me. Now, I know you were saying that you have some more ventures other than music that you're dabbling with right now. Is there anything that you can expound on so the listeners who definitely know who you are can start looking out for some of those new ventures?
Okay. This huge. It's for man in itself. You know, it's a jumpsuit. It's a jumpsuit that's made for motorcycle riders, speedboat racers, people who ride ATVs, and even he implemented into the military. It's a impact jumpsuit, meaning like it has airbag pockets up the legs, backs, arms, and chest. So when you get launched off that vehicle, you have a better chance of survival.
Wow.
Yeah, you have a better chance of survival. And I had looked up and found that there was a few companies out there that did a jacket, but they don't have a whole suit. You know, a jacket, you just surviving from the waist up. So that means from the waist down, you're susceptible to gravity and anything else that happens during that process of being launched off. So that's why I was capable of getting the patent, because I didn't even know that there was jackets out. But I had gotten a patent for it, you know, and after that, you know, I just was like, now all I got to do now is just find investors and people who really want to see this come to a head, because, like, once it gets out there, like, you know, you can have people who was afraid to ride, you know, a motorcycle or get in a or the race or speedboat, you know, like, they have more of a comfortability to try it, you know. So it's a real big deal. And then as far as the military goes, I mean, like, that's a no-brainer, you know. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's a no-brainer. I mean, like, if the government get a hold of it, then, you know, like, that's all well and good, too. And it should be something, it's something that needs to be out there, because people die, like, every day on motorcycles, you know, and ATVs and racing speedboats and, you know, and all kinds of, you know, vehicles like that. So it's like, you know, it's a big deal. It's something that really needs to happen. And it was something that I actually wasn't purposely trying to create. It's just something that just popped into my head out of nowhere, out of just focusing and meditating. And it just came in, and it was like, this, you need to do this. And that's when I just took it and ran with it.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you gotten your patent and all that good stuff on it, correct?
Right.
Okay, so any of you listening to the show now, if you try to go steal it, you're going to get sued, so try it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So,
yeah, of course.
And
you try to steal
that,
you're gonna basically waste your time. You're going to basically be wasting your time, like, because that's what the patent is for. The patent is for protection. It's like, you know, you wouldn't want to get into a car and drive around without no insurance. I mean, a lot of people do it, but, like, once you get
exactly.
into an accident, that's your ass, you know. So it's like, you don't want to try to do something like that, and then it's a waste of time. Matter of fact, you'll be helping me.
Exactly.
You'll be helping me, if anything. You know, you'll try that, you'll be helping me out. That'll be that.
Are you looking for investors at this point, or do you have investors in mind?
Yeah, at this point I am looking for investors, because, like, it gets to the point where you have to have a prototype, and I want to make the prototype to be able to bring it to the table, because anybody can see the vision. It can actually be, I can actually lease my patent now to somebody who can actually see it, because they already know there's jackets that are out there. So they can tell, like, if it's a whole suit, that's really what's needed. But, like, other than that, you know, people who can't see it will have to actually see, who can't envision the suit will have to actually see the prototype in itself. So it's like, at the end of the day, I really do need investors. Investors are very necessary when you're trying to build the empire, or when you're trying to create something that's actually for the better of man.
No doubt. Man, and I tell you what, and I hope all the listeners are listening to that. I see you guys in the chat room. And coincidentally, right now, let me say, welcome, Philly, and welcome, Chicago 990. I appreciate you guys joining us again. And if you are just joining us from those two stations in those two different cities, we're talking to a national recording artist, Bugatti. And I haven't spoke with him in a long time, so you're going to hear a lot of rhetoric going on here, but you guys just pay attention. Now, now Bugatti, since you have joined or ventured into this invention realm, do you find it difficult to concentrate on your music or you know, I know the answer to this because I know music is second nature to you.
No. It's not hard at all because I'm into the movies too. Like I'm working on getting to a couple of movie projects as well. So like that invention is really it's really like a clock, you know, that doesn't need a battery. It's gonna take a licking and keep ticking anyway. You know, it's gonna do what it's supposed to do. It's like I don't really have to do anything else more except for maybe get in contact with people, but I don't have to like, you know, use hours and things of that nature just to, you know, focus on it. The music is what is something that I would have to deal more hands on than anything else because, you know, that comes along with more intricate things. You know, like that the invention itself is self explanatory. It's something that's gonna just do what it's supposed to do. Like all I gotta do is just make sure that I don't sell my patent and I just lease it because, you know, if I sell it, I only get that one payment and that's it. And if that thing becomes something that revolutionizes and turns into something space age, you know, I missed out on the real boat. I just got on the little tire.
Got you. Definitely understand that.
You know, so
now,
that's the only thing.
Have you, I know since you're right there in New York, near New York, I know, have you spoke with Kalima, any?
I haven't spoke to Kalima in a couple of years, actually. I'm not even sure if her number is still the same. I would like to reach out to her because I haven't spoken to her in a while, and she's a very good friend. Like she's done some things and did some reaching out and did some, you know, trying to plug me into certain things as well. You know, I would really love to actually hear her voice and see how everything is
doing. Still the same. I spoke with her a couple of months ago, and you know, and we really should be talking about this off air. People, definitely reach out to her. I have.
Yeah,
you have to
send me her number. You have to send me her number because, like, my old phone, that I don't have that number no more, and those numbers are gone. So, you know, I don't know if I even have them anymore. I know Google actually backs up your contacts, but I doubt if it's in this phone because I don't think I was using it at that point. So I might have to get that to you all
here. My info. I inboxed you my number. So when you check your email, you'll see that I left you my number, and we definitely going to connect off the air. Because I think there's some people I might can shoot your way that might be have a huge interest in what you're doing and it might be
nice.
Able to lend you a helping hand.
Nice. You know what? I'm going to tell you something, like, real quick about that. I had a friend of mine I was talking to about the invention, and they knew someone who can actually push or either be an investor. And they couldn't step away because the people who they could have plugged them into wasn't the type that want to see somebody else explode on something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know, people like that, like, they don't ever get nowhere. They don't ever get nowhere. Like, you can't sit here and say, because, like, even if you're not the beneficiary of the situation, like, just being a part of, that's history.
Right.
That's history. Like, I would love to see my face in between Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. Not saying that it would be, but I'm just saying, you know, like, it's like, you know, when you do something that's good and that can actually change the situation when it comes to death and injury, like, that's it. You saving lives. Like, who want to stop somebody from saving lives? Like, you got to be out of your mind to be thinking on it on the level as, you know, oh, I'm not getting a piece of this, or I'm not getting a piece of that. Like, you don't know how that may turn out for you if you get involved. You don't know what may transpire in the situation or in the middle of that. People need to get their minds off of being so, you know, so selfish and thinking just about themselves. Like, when I created this, I wasn't just totally thinking about, yeah, I can make money. It was more or less like, wow, you know how many people can survive? You know how many people would love, like, you know, like how many motorcycle riders would say, like, you know what, like that dude, I'm glad he created that because I had a brother, I had a sister, I had a friend. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah,
it's
I see it doing great
it's
things.
Bigger than the
That's
green.
Why
it's,
I want to get some people to you.
Right. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And you know everything always comes back in tenfold.
Yes, sir.
And better.
Yes, sir. Hey, Bugatti, you know what, man? I feel really good with the beginning of this year being able to speak with you. And I know that what you got going on is going to be something huge, and it's going to be something very beneficial. And we definitely going to ride this out together, brother. Whatever I can do, you know I'm here.
I really appreciate it. I just got a little tingle from that, so I know this will go. I just got a little tingle off of that one. And you know what? People don't understand, like, what's going to happen when that situation blows. Green Light Entertainment is going to be very huge. I'm going to be able to bring so many artists on. Get them a chance to do what they want to do. I'm gonna give them a chance to do what they want. Because that's really what I wanted that situation to actually make. I wanted to make a situation where I don't have to reach out to a bigger label, a larger label for money. Like, we have our own money. It's money that's already coming in to facilitate what's needed to be done so we can get things rolling. Because once they start rolling, like, it's over. You already know, like, we could roll even without the dough. But if we got our own money that's coming in every quarter or every two quarters, and it's not even coming from another label that we have to give it back to with interest, please. Please. That's why when we had everything rolling, we had artists from different states. Like, it was more or less, and I'm still cool with all of them. We're a family. We might not live in the same state, but we understand what's needed to be done at the end of the day.
Good.
And once that happens, it's over. It's over.
Right. That's right, brother. That's right. Bugatti, I'm going to let you go, man, and I really appreciate having the opportunity to connect with you again. Make sure you check your inbox, get my number, and shoot me a little text. Let me know it's you, and we will connect later on. And we're going to continue to connect. We're not going to lose contact anymore.
You got it. And I appreciate, you know, you having me on as always. And, you know, the audience, I appreciate y'all listening and supporting. I really, from the bottom of my heart, appreciate the fact that y'all really appreciate what goes on with hip-hop. You know, not just with me, but just with the whole genre and what's going on just as a people. You know, like, and it doesn't matter what color you are. It's like at this point in time, color has nothing to do with what's going on today. It's just what's going on with the people. So, like, yeah, we do need to support each other. You know, like, if we can build our own base of the situation, we can make things happen and do something good instead of having to sit back and play with our thumbs and talk about something and not be able to do nothing about it. So, you know.
That's right, brother.
You know, I'm all in. I mean, I'm all in. I mean, I still make my mistakes, but guess what? Like, the stuff that I do is bigger than the mistakes that I make.
That's right.
You know, so.
That's right.
You know, so, like,
I'm
at the end
you,
of the
man.
Day, I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm all
I love
in.
You, man, and I'm going to reach out to you, and we're going to talk more, and we're going to make a more, we're going to have a more extensive plan, and I'm going to bring you back on the show, and we're going to really get bad about it then.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what to go. Live in the day with Jay.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Later.
All right. Peace. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Guys, we need to continue to reach out to one another and do what we do, because I'm telling you, it gets even better from here. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Are you tired of that stubborn belly fat? Would you like to lose weight and change the way you live? Well, look no more. Contact Health Consultants Mr. Ernest and Ms. Tandra Owens at 980-245-6294 to take the Project 10 Challenge. That's 980-245-6294 to get your body back in shape. Again, that's 980-245-6294. Or to get more details, go to www.frenchtime.bodybyvi.com.
Yeah, they better.
I'm hoping I motivate you to do better in life.
Do better in life.
I remember that time I was out on my own, couldn't keep on my life.
I couldn't keep on my life.
I sit back and laugh, it's ironic how now that my tongue got the power.
My tongue got the power.
I sit back and lean on full from all of these beasts I devour.
Yeah.
Know how when I'm chasing my dreams, gotta jump for these cowards who shooting instead of hands up. Industry nervous, I got them all shook. They're afraid of my punchlines after my hook. We gotta get rid of metaphors. Why? He make us think too much.
What?
We gotta keep him out. If we let him in, then we can't say a bunch of dumb stuff.
Yeah.
We can't tell a bunch of lies.
Nope.
Can't rely on a hot beat. My homie Dole Ray told me to flame on. I got
flame
these rappers
on.
In a hot
flame
seat.
On.
I'm telling my story, I'm giving it to you from my point of view. And I'm reaching the people that feel I'm the proof. Exercising your lyrics, you stretching the truth. I'ma do what I came for.
Do what I
I'm
came
giving
for.
The game hope. I got prison bars, I'm spitting fed time. All these indictments, they saying I'm dope.
I'm dope.
I'm underground like the basement.
Yeah.
Somebody called Ticker, told them all I'ma make it. Drake said it best. I ain't trying to look like a lie to these niggas.
Nope.
Can't give up now.
I done came too far.
They don't wanna see me shine.
I can't help it, I'm a star.
I got tired of being broke. It ain't a good feeling. No thing I dream about to go and get it.
Get it.
Just watch and witness. I got my shades on. I'm focused.
Yeah. If I see another time clock, might get mad and then punch it for real.
Punch it for real.
They killing each other, I'm killing these beats. Why can I get a deal?
Why can I get a deal?
Tell me how is it not adding up, but it's clear that I'm bringing some change.
I'm bringing some change.
Not once in a song did I mention a car, some clothes, or a chain.
Nope.
Let me mention some relatives strung out on drugs. That's why when he died, he was young and gave up. No one knew his pain. Everyone had a pain. Survived by his daughter. I cried as I witnessed.
I cried.
His mama ain't been right since.
Nope.
Can you imagine the pain? I was the only child. It's kind of hard to stay sane. Put yourself in her shoes, but the size ain't the same.
But the size ain't the same.
Yeah. I just speak on real life when I speak on this mic.
When I speak on this mic.
Yeah. I done came too far to U-turn at the light.
U-turn at the light.
Yeah. I dreamed big and then captured it. Times got rough and I didn't have chapstick. Life is a and she ain't attractive.
Nah.
I'm defeating the odds.
I'm defeating the odds.
I was destined to win.
I was destined to win.
I stepped up my grind.
I stepped up my grind.
When I cut off some friends.
When I cut off some friends.
I'm as real as it gets.
I'm as real as it gets.
I go harder than pavement.
I go harder than pavement.
I just wanna wake up one morning and tell my whole family we made.
We made.
Can't give up now.
I done came too far.
They don't wanna see me shine.
They don't wanna see me shine.
I can't help it, I'm a star. I got tired of being broke. It ain't a good feeling. No thing I dream, I'm about to go and get it.
Get it.
Just watch and witness. I got my shades on, I'm focused. We in our zone, don't even approach us, cause we focused.
The Gordon Foundation, Gaston County's newest vision for the youth, specializing in youth-based projects such as life skills learning, etiquette, and its pilot program, the Carolina Hornets Youth Football Program. For more information, contact Torin Gordon at 704-232-5748. That's 704-232-5748. Again, that's 704-232-5748. Tune in weekdays at 5 o'clock p.m. to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen or call in by dialing 347-945-7405. Again, that's 347-945-7405. And that's the voice of the community. So tune in to Live in the Day with Jay on blogtalkradio.com. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. I have been in the chat, and I'm speaking with someone who is bringing up some very interesting, contrasting views on what reality is, and I'm assuming coming from within ourselves in the community. And I still stand by what I wrote in the chat, as in a lot of those numbers are skewed. And just to enlighten you guys, the listeners, the question was raised, the statement was stated that they are pretty accurate pertaining to the numbers. And it says, what if a doctor ran tests on you and came back and said that your blood pressure is borderline a stroke? Would you respond to him, oh, that status skewed? Of course I wouldn't. I don't think any right-thinking individual would respond in that aspect. But before you have gone to get your blood pressure taken, you know your reality within your life. You know your limits. You know the things that you have done. You know the things that you have consumed. You know the status of how you live and what the outcome is of the lifestyle that you choose to live. Now, I could say the cynical person would say, oh, yeah, that status is skewed. But as you stated earlier in the chat, the reality is what it is. And I said that the reality is of the individual that is perceiving the situation which pertains to their life or their surroundings. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying what you are saying is wrong because you brought up a lot of good points. And I'm talking to the individual in the chat room right now. But I think at some point in time we got to agree to disagree. I do think that there is an issue with the growth of economics in the black community, well, in the ethnic community. And I see where you just sent something else in the chat, and I'm going to share it with the listeners, where you wrote, the stats as they apply to the ethnic group popularly known as blacks, the social economic stats are depressing. Some are. But there are also other ethnic groups whose stats are worse than the black community. I mean, don't get it twisted. The black community is not last in everything. The black community is not the worst in everything. The black community is not the bottom of the barrel. The black community is in a barrel that's continuing to keep each other in a barrel. We will talk about that on another show. But there's always room for growth. There's always room for favor. And I see that happening within the black community. So I'm not going to just put down the black community, one, because I love my people, two, because I like to see everyone advance into the next level. And I think that can happen if we continue to go in the direction that we are headed right now. It might seem like that we're not making any strides into the right direction, but I can promise you, we are, and it's going to get better. It's going to get better if we continue to look at things like education within the community, start cleaning our community up with the drug dealers, high school dropouts, high school pregnancy, young pregnancy, that is, at an early age. We need to look at those things. Either we want to live in a safe community or we want to live in a community that's drug-infested, crime-infested, and just be complacent. I don't think the average person right now wants to be complacent in that type of situation. So I understand what you're saying in the chat room. I don't look at numbers as a molecular makeup of a person or their success because, as I stated before, numbers can be skewed and they can say what you want them to say at any point in time. So I appreciate, you know, what you had to say. Guys, continue to support the show. Thank you for sending the emails that you guys send. I know that you guys want to see certain things, and I'm trying to bring you everything that you want. And I know that you guys have really, really put everything you can into this show. And I want to thank you because Without you, I would not continue this. But I know that you guys are really into the growth of this show. So, I'd like to take time to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. Continue to tune in. It's going to get bigger. It's going to get better. Philly and Chicago, thank you for joining us again, putting us back on the air. I really appreciate it. We're going to continue to bring you the very best in what it is that we do. And I'd like to thank Bugatti for coming back on the show, and I'm going to give you more of Bugatti. You guys just don't know. I got a lot to bring you when it comes to Bugatti, National Recording Artist Bugatti. We're going to do this. We're going to do this the right way, and we're going to do this the way that it's intended to be done, and that's with growth, success, knowledge, and discipline. Without those elements, we are not going to get to the next level. And I can promise you that I'm not in the neighborhood of failing just to be cynical or radical, because those things are not in my molecular makeup. So, guys, I tell you that I love you with the greatest love that I know. And that's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. So, until tomorrow, I will see you guys again. You have definitely been live in a day with Jay.